breaking news.
For News Radio KMAN, this is Nick McNamara. We are receiving some information regarding a potential evacuation advisory going on in the Dix Addition in Northview. We have Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins online. Pat, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Pat, can you fill us in on some of the more details, fill out the picture here outside of what I've previously stated?
Well, what we've done is we've looked at some of the numbers that are coming into the lake. That we've got the 3-day forecast, which kind of indicates that the lake elevation is going to rise above 1136. And we know that the outflow of the lake right now is going to be bumped from 20 to 25. We don't know exactly what that's going to do other than it appears that it may get some water on some of the streets in the Dix Addition, and or depending on what the outflow is, it may actually cross casement and block some of casement. So what we're going to do is we're going to start an evacuation advisory of those people in the Dix Addition and some of those streets that are in the Knoxberry, Blueberry, Hackberry areas that have seen flooding in the past. It also includes some of Countryside Mobile Home Park, and we see those streets being affected. And this is all precautionary. We don't know if we'll actually do a full-blown evacuation order sometime in the next 24 to 72 hours. But this is a precautionary measure, so to get people understand that we could see that depending on what the outflow is and based on that inflow that's coming into the lake.
Now, Pat, you mentioned that we could see some water going over street surfaces and the like, but is there any anticipation that we might see some possibly in residences or anything that may impact homes or businesses?
I don't know that. Right now, we're just looking at some models that are coming out and looking at what those streets are, what streets are going to be affected. There are a couple of yards and where it gets pretty close to homes down to the end of the Dix Addition, and those were the ones that were first affected in 1993. We have went ahead and asked the Red Cross to go ahead and organize their shelter and open their shelter at Westview Church. And it should be open by 9:15 if somebody does want to go ahead and evacuate early. But right now this is just an evacuation advisory, and nothing certain yet, but we do believe that we could see an evacuation in the next 24 to 72 hours if the water continues to rise or if the releases continue to rise.
Now, to reiterate, this is an advisory and not an order currently, but do you recommend people maybe take action now and possibly not wait around and see whether that progresses to a higher or more dangerous level?
There is a chance, that the water could get up and actually block some of the roadways. So those people in known areas where the water has done that before, I would say those people need to go ahead and take actions to get their stuff out of those areas. Like I say, the shelter is open at Westview Church. It's at 615 Gillespie Drive, and it should be open by 9:15. And I would say if those people want to go ahead and get out early, there's a place for them to go. Some people, just looking at the model, have already decided to move to friends or neighbors, and I think that's all right. What we're saying is that sometime in the near future, you're probably going to see some kind of an evacuation order. Now, that all changes tomorrow if we get a new model coming down from the and all the gauges that we watch.
Now, Pat, what are currently the levels we're seeing at Tuttle Creek Lake, and what's the time frame we're expecting to see it rise up to that level that's causing this advisory to go out?
The 3-day model had us going up over the 1136 sometime tomorrow. And so about May 29th at 6 p.m. So to me, that means that they're going to have to increase the outflow a little bit to keep that down, or to switch from the outlet tubes over to the spillway. The three-day model still shows 20,000 every day, but I did get news that they were going to try to bump that to 25 to reduce that, to keep it off those gates.
And how is the levels on the Kansas River impacting that? I know it's been decreasing and a little lower than in the past, or at least in 93, but how is that impacting everything in this specific incident?
Well, that's the real variable we have here. The Kansas is low, and so looking at that model, that's why we don't know if it will actually get into some of the housing areas or just stay on some of the roads. So that's why we're notifying people and doing the advisory at this time.
All right, Pat. And reminder, it is an evacuation advisory. And is there any final or is there anything else you want to add that you think would be important to get out to the public at this moment?
Well, I think the important part is I hope that everybody took their time, and there's no emergency at this time. We just want to make sure that the shelter's open and that they may have to evacuate sometime in the near future.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Pat, and we'll keep everyone posted. If things progress, feel free to call in, and we'll get you on air right away if you need to.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Of course, no problem, and that was Pat Collins, Riley County Emergency Management Director, saying evacuation advisory has been notified as a result of rising waters out, or projected water rises out at Tuttle Creek Lake and on the Kansas River as well. So heed his words, folks. If you are interested, we'll post some of this information on our website, newsradiokman.com, and that should be up here within the hour. Nothing further ado. We're going to head back to our current programming for the moment. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening.